Rabbi Cohen and I were classmates. Rabbi Cohen learned in Torah V'Das in high school, and then he came to the yeshiva for college. So since first year of college, we were together all the years. Okay, yesterday we left off in the middle of the complicated Gemaras on Daf Tesam and Beis and Daf Yud Amid Aleph. We know that Sofik Daraisa Luchumra and Svek Sveka Daraisa Lakula. How do you explain the din of Svek Sveka Daraisa Lakula? So the Shach and Yeridea, Simakuf Yud, is the end of in the Europe when they printed Yerideas. So it was printed in three volumes. So the end of the first volume is Simakuf Yud Aleph. So Simakuf Yud is a very long statement. All the dinam of Svek Sveka, Sveka Daraisa Luchumra, and Svek Sveka Lakula. Why Svek Sveka Lakula? So the Shach there quotes a Chubas HaRashba who suggests that Svek Sveka Lakula is based on Roiv. Why is it a Roiv? It's a Suffolk. Is it A or B? If it's A, it's Mutan. If it's B, it may be Aser, but it may be C or D. So if it's C within B, then it'll be Aser. And if it's D, then it'll be Mutan. So first he said 50-50 whether it's A or B. And even if it's B, it's 50-50, whether it's C or D. So that's 50 plus 25 is 75. We don't know what the percentages are. That's what the Shev Shmeitzer quotes in Machubas HaRivash. We don't know what the percentages are. Let's say, what's the case in Ksubas Daf Tesam and Aleph? In the days of the Gemara, in the days of the Mishnah, they had a year's pause in between Eris and Nisuin. So the woman is an Eshus Ish, and Arusa has Kiddushin, just not living the Beis HaBaal. She's an Eshus Ish, a love with Beis HaBaal. And Nesua is an Eshus Ish, with Beis HaBaal. And Arusa is an Eshus Ish, a love with Beis HaBaal. Whenever it says, Chippa Bado B'yad Beiso, and Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, Beiso is a Wishto, the first Mishnah in Yuma. Kohen Gadol has to be married in order to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur, because he says, Vidoy V'chippa Bado B'yad Beiso, Beiso is a Wishto. So the Gemara says, in Yuma, has to be married with Nisuin. If he only has Erisin, that's not called Besa, because that's the definition of a Nesua. The difference between Arusa and Nesua, and Arusa is an Eshus Ish, a love of Beis HaBaal, and the Nesua is an Eshus Ish, the Beis HaBaal. Nesua, and how do you do Nesua? You do Hachnosa the Rishuso. That's where there's so many different opinions. Exactly what is Nesua? And some say standing under the canopy, some say the Yichud, some say when they go home. It's very unclear because it's a vague topic. Erisim, we know what it is. There are three Hoisha Niknis. There are three Kinyon. We can do A or B or C. Either Kinyon Kesav, a Kinyon Shtar, a Kinyon B. Those are Kinyonim. But Nisuin is not a Kinyon. Nisuin is just Hachnasa L'Ushuso. So the Mishnah has a din. Gemara has a din in the beginning of Ksubis. The man is married to the woman for a year. She's an Eshus Ish for a year. And then he has Nisuin, and he's Bala Abir Rishayna. And he says, she's Pesa Pasuach Matsasi, that she's a Ba'ula. He doesn't know when she became a Ba'ula. So it's a Svek Sveka, the Gemara says. If he's not a Kohen, then you have a Svek Sveka L'Hakal. Safik Tachtov, Safik Eina Tachtov. And him Timtziloim a Tachtov, maybe Bionis, maybe Birotzim. So is it 50, let's say the girl is now 19 years old. So Sofik Takhtar, and he had Erisin for a year. And before the year, she was 18. Now she's 19. Before the year, she was 18. So Sofik Takhtar, Sofikana Takhtar, it's 50-50, whether she was Mizana in the last year or before, maybe 18 to 1. No, but when a girl is younger, so she's probably not going to be Mizana, she's older. So we don't know whether it's 50-50. Then Sofik Zinsa Beratzen and Sofik Ba'oinus. Is Taka 50-50? Probably not 50-50, no? We don't know. So that's it. Whenever you don't know, so when you're writing on a blackboard, logical possibilities, it's A or B, and within B it could be C or D. So logical possibilities, this is 50-50 and this is 50-50. So that's 75-25. So that's Svek Svekim Itam Raif. That's the question, is that really a legitimate Raif? That's what the Shach quotes at Rashba. Svek Svekim Itam Rav. That's the question. Is that a legitimate Rav? Let's say you have a Din Torah. How do you know you go Basar Rav? The Pasuk in Mishpatim says, Acharam Lahatis. The original Pasuk is talking about if you have a split vote in a Bezin, Let's say, Adin Torin Didi Maminis. It says, Nikabal Basel Hu Elohim, Loshen Chol, Elohim Loshen Kodesh refers to Kodesh Bohu. Elohim Loshen Chol sometimes refers to Avodah Zarah, sometimes it refers to Dayanim, a Dayan. So because it says the word Elohim three times in Parshas Mishpatim, so Gemara says that's how you establish the din that a beznam din imamenis is three. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi shita is that it's five. Even though he edited the Mishnayos, he didn't put his own shita in the Mishnayos. It's in the Tosefta. The Brisa of Rabbi Rabosha, the Tosefta quotes Rebbe's opinion. They were Talmidim of Rebbe, but in the Mishnah, Rebbe edited the Mishnah. He didn't put his own opinion into the Mishnah because he knew that he was outvoted, so he was honest. So what's he going to push his opinion? Some Rabbanim know they're outvoted, nobody agrees with them, and they go speak all over the world, and they keep on misrepresenting as if that's the majority opinion. It's not the majority opinion, it's your opinion. Most Rabbanim don't agree with it, but Rebbe was honest. So every so often, we know that Rebbe disagrees with the psak that appears in the Mishnah, and he didn't put his own sheet in the Mishnah. He knew that he was outvoted. So the original Pasuk Acharam Lahatus talks about a split vote in the Dayanim. If there are three Dayanim and Didi Mominus and two say Chayiv and one says Potter, so you go Basarayv. You learn out from the same Pasuk, the din of Bittel Barayv, and you learn out from the same Pasuk, Azlin and Basar Ruba. You learn out from the same Pasuk, Ruba Kukuloi. When you shecht behemoth, so you say Rav Kana, Rav Eishet, shine. When you drink Arba Kaisers, Rav Kaisers enough. Ruba Kukula. So all the dinim I learned that from the same post. So let's say you have a din Torah, there are three dayanim, and no one agrees with anybody. Two dayanim say bottom line chai, but for totally two different reasons. He says, Reuven says what Rabbi Shimon says is wrong, Rabbi Shimon says what Rabbi Reuven says is wrong. They did both disagree with each other. And Levi holds that he's putter. Rabbi Levi holds that the guy is putter. Rabbi Reuven and Rabbi Shimon, so both say that the nitva is chayef for two totally different reasons, but it's 2-1 in the bottom line in the maskana. So that's a discussion that Tushach has in the beginning of Choshe Mishpat. There's a sim in the beginning of Choshe Mishpat. First you have Hilchas Dayanim, then you have Hilchas Edis. So it says in Hilchas Dayanim that you go basa raiv. That's the pasuk in Chumash Acharav and Lahatas. So the question is, when you say Acharav Lahatas, that means if two agree mitam echad, they have to agree with each other. They both hold chai for the same reason. What if it's a roiv mishnei taimim? Is that a valid roiv? So that's a question. I think the Shach is consistent, just like the Shach quotes the Rashba over here. That's Svek Sveka mitam rab. It's 50-50, whether it's A or B. Then within B, it's 50-50, whether it's C or D. We don't know what the percentages are, but logical possibilities when you write it on a blackboard. So that's 50-50, and this is 50-50. So it's 75-25. That's a roiv mishnei taimim. It's only called a svek svek if it's mishnei shemus. If it's all mishnei mechod, then it's not. That's what we had yesterday. If it's a svek svek and mishnei mechod, so Tosis writes there in Ksubas that's not acceptable. That's not a valid svek svek. So that's what the Rashba, the Shach and Yeridei, the Siman Kuf Yud, quotes the Rashba that svek svek is lahokel mitam rov. That's why there's a famous idea that the Mishlam Melech raises. There should be a concept. There's a din sveka derabana lekula. What if you have a svek sveka lechumra? So the Mishlam Melech says svek sveka derabana should be lechumra. How can it be lechumra if a sveka deraisa lechumra? But if you have a svek sveka deraisa, it's lekula. So svek sveka and derabana is going to be lechumra. How can it be? The answer is no. It depends in which direction is it tilted. If you have a svek sveka b'deraisa lekula, means if it's 50-50, if it's A, it's zichamuter. And if it's B, it may be osa. And if it's within B, it may be C or D. So there's a possibility that maybe osa, maybe mutter. So that's a svek sveka lekula. But you could have a svek sveka lechumra on a din deraisa. You don't, on a din deraisa, you don't need us. One sofik is also lechumra. But on a derabanan, if it would have been 50-50, it would have gone lekula, sveka derabanan lekula. But if it's a svek sveka lechumra, then the Mishlam Melech says you should really go lechumra. What svek sveka lechumra is like this? Is it A or B? If it's A, you certainly osa. Adin derabanan, an issue derabanan. If you have two svekas, so if it's A, for sure it's osa. And if it's B, it may be osa, maybe mutter. Depends whether it's C or D. So then it's 75% lahachmir. So if svek sveka mitam rov, even though it's Mishnei Shemus, If it's not a roid mitam echad, it's a roid mishnei taimim, mishnei shemis, then you should say sveik sveika lechumra b'derabban. Mishnah Melech has like that, that there are mishnais and mikvois where we're mekel amayim shuvim. Maim Shuvim is only the Rabbanan, at least Gimelugim Maim Shuvim, maybe Kuloshov, Ruboshov. That's a big machlokes in Tosfos, the Rei and the Rabbein Adam, in the middle of Bava Basra and Bava Kama and Perek Meruba. If the whole mikveh is Maim Shuvim, the whole Memsaw is Maim Shuvim, or 21 saw out of the 40 saw is Maim Shuvim. But if you only have Gimelugim Maim Shuvim and all the rest of the mikveh is Maim Ksherim, so that for sure is only the Rabbanan. So the Mishnahis have that you have a lot of Kulos, any Sofik Shuvim is Lakula, and the Mishnah gives you even cases where there's a Sveik Sveika Lachumra. And the same thing by Netilas Yadayim, by Yadayim, Yadayim Tmeos. So if you have a Sveik Sveika and Tumas Yadayim, even though it's a Sveik Sveika Lachumra, you still go Lakula. So that's how the Mishnah Melech interprets those Mishnayas. The Mishnah is telling me that that's an extra Kula, even though by all other Derabbanans, if you would have had a Sveik Sveika Lachumra, it would have gone lechumre b'derabbanon, but here by Maim Shuvim and by Tumas Hayadayim, there's an added kula. Even if you have a sveik sveik lechumre, you still go lekula. You still go lekula. So that's on the assumption that sveik sveik is a legitimate rive. So if it works lekula b'derais, it should work lechumre b'derabbanon. It's a rive is a rive. Not everybody agrees to this. Others hold that Svek Sveke, it can't be Mitam Roiv. Svek Sveke, that's what the Rivosh pointed out. It's a Roiv in logical possibilities. Is it A or B and within B? Is it C or D? But if you don't know what the percentages are, maybe it's not considered a Roiv. And maybe a Roiv Mishnei Taimim is not a valid Roiv. Maybe even by the Bezin, the original Pasuk, Achram La'atas goes, if you have a Bezin of three Dayanim and Mominus, that's the context. You have a bezin of three dayanim, and it's 2-1. Maybe if the two dayanim disagree with each other, each one says what you said is totally wrong, but they both came to the same maskana for two totally different reasons. So maybe if you all like those opinions that the Shach quotes in Hilchas Dayanim, that is fake, that a rave in dayanim, if you have a split vote, you have a rave in dayanim, mishnei taimim, it's not valid. So maybe a Sveik Sveika Mitam Roiv is not valid either. Maybe it's not a valid Roiv. So is there a different way to explain the klal of Sveik Sveika Lekula? Sveik Sveika Bederaisa Lekula. So there's a famous explanation that the Prima Godim writes in one of his other Svarim. He has little Svarim, Ginnis Verodim, Shoshanis HaMakim. So in the Ginnis Verodim, he has a lot of short essays. He has a short essay according to the Rambam's opinion that we spoke about a lot yesterday. The Rambam at the end of Perek Tes in Hilchas Tumas Meis that Sofik Deraisa Lechumer, that din itself is only Midirabbanon. So if you have a Sofik Deraisa, it's only Lechumer Midirabbanon. And then you have a Sofik if you have a Sveika Deraisa. So that's that becomes a Sofik Derabbanon. Sofik Derabbanon is Lekula. Because whenever you have one Sofik, the whole, if it would have been, if you have a din Deraisa and there's a Sofik, whether it's also Ramut. So you have to be Machmer. Only midirabbanan, because benatari sofik deraisa is lekula midirais. It's only lechumim midirabbanan. So then, if you have another sofik, another tzad sofik, so then it's considered a sofik derabbanan lekula. That's the prima godim's chap. The idea appears already the Ra'or and the Rashbo, both learned by the Ramban, and the Ra'or has a running commentary hasogas, and the Rashbo wrote the Torah Sabayis. Torah Sabayis is the basis of Yeridei Chelek Aleph. Every section in Shulchan Aruch is patterned after some other Rishon. So Yeridei Chelek Aleph is basically patterned after the whole Hilchos Shechita, Melicha, Taruvis, Basa B'chola, Melicha, Dam, Gidanosha, everything is straight from the Torah Sabayis. The whole idea, the whole setup is from the Torah Sabayis. So the Rashba wrote the Torah Sabayis and the Ra'or, Baran Alevi, also learned by the Ramban, he has Hasogas printed on the side of the page. And then we have Mishmeres Habayis, which is the long commentary to defend the Torah Habayis from all of the attacks of the Rabban Alevi in the Berak Habayis. That's the Mishmeres Habayis. The Mishmeres Habayis was written as if it was the way it was written, the style as if it was written by a third party to defend the Rashba. And then the rumor had it that the Rashba himself wrote the Mishmeres Habayis. And then, in fact, there are a few thousand tshuvas by the Rashba He wrote, people sent him shalos from all over the world. Hundreds, if not, it must be, I think, a few thousand tshuvas by the Rashba. So one of the tshuvas of Rashba, you don't know how authentic it is, one of the tshuvas he writes, as I wrote in the Mishmeres Habayis. So he wrote himself that he wrote the Mishmeres Habayis. And others say, it's not true. Maybe that tshuva is not authentic. Maybe it was written by a third party. Okay, it's a question, who wrote the Mishmeres Habayis? But the Bedek Habayis, the Ra'o and the Bedek Habayis also writes like that, that when the Gemara in Ksubis says that the Sofik Tachtav, Sofik Eina Tachtav, Dintem Salam Tachtav, Sofik Be'ena, Sofik Be'rotzen, he says that Sfek Sveika Lekule is because it's Sveika Drabona Lekule, because on the level of the Raisa, she's Re'muteris. He doesn't say the way the Prima Godim says, based on the Rambam, that every Sveika Deraisa is Lekule. He has a different twist, because the woman is Becheskes Heta Labayla, so the Cheskes Heta should have been Mekel, but my loss of Beyuchzen, so it's only a Chumer Midrabon, and then you have a Suffolk, whether Be'ayin is a Be'rotzen. So basically, that's what the Ra'o says, that Sveik Sveik Lekule is based on Sveik Adirabon Lekule. Say like that, then there's no foundation to say that there should be a Sveik Sveik Lechumre on a din the Rabbon. The whole idea of the Mishnah Melech, that there's room to say Sveik Sveik Lechumre bid the Rabbonon, if the Sveik Sveik is leaning in that direction, is based on the assumption that you follow this Chuvah Sarajbo that Tushak quoted, that Sveik Sveik is Mitam Roif. Yeah, that's also a shaila. If you have that girsu we spoke about in the Rambam at the end of Perek Tes and Hilchas Tumas Meis, the Rambam we have in brackets line, how could Akasha and Ateretz, how can the Rambam make such a wild statement? The Safek Deraisa Luchumr itself is only a din midrabanan. It can't be. There's an institution in the Torah of Hashem Talui. If a person is mesupik, whether he ate chaylev or whether he ate chametz b'pesach, he's mechayiv to bring an Hashem Talui. So, but if it's mutar min haTorah, why does he need a kapara? If sveika deraisa lechumre is only with the rabbanim and haTorah is sofik deraisa is lekula, so why does he have to bring an Hashem Talui? So obviously, sveika deraisa lechumre. So in the Gesa Mishnah writes there at the end of Perek Tes, Anuchas Tumas Meis, that he found the Ksav Yad of the Rambam, where they have this Kasha and the Teretz is in, said that when do I, the Rambam, say that Safik Deraisa Luchumre itself is only by the Rabbanan, that's only by Chabi Lavin, but by Chabi Krisis, even he would agree that Sveika Deraisa is Luchumre Mideraisa. So if you hold like that, then there's room to argue the point and say that Svek Sveika Lekula would only apply to Chayvi Lavin. It wouldn't apply to Chayvi Krisis. If you say the rationale, the logic behind the din of Svek Sveika Lekula is not Svek Sveika Mitam Rov. If you say like the Prima Godim or like the Ra'o, that Svek Sveika Lekula, because Sofik Deraisa Lechumre itself is only with the Rabbanon. If you have a Sveika Deraisa, then it's the whole of Sveika Deraisa is only with the Rabbanon, so it's a Sveika Rabbanon. But if you say Sufik deraisa lekulam deraisa doesn't apply to chayvi krisis, then by chayvi krisis you should come up. The Mishnah Melech raises this possibility. By chayvi krisis you should say that sveik sveika should be lechumra, because it can't boil down to say that it's a sveika derabon lekula. No, by chayvi krisis sufik deraisa lechumra is mederaisa. So the Mishnah Melech raises such a possibility. He raises such a possibility. And he points out that one of the Sfaradish rabbis, the Ramo, in Yoredei Hilchas Nida, calls him one of the Sfaradish rabbis, the Ramo, whom the Ashkenazim all follow. So Rabban Hilchas Nida has a certain din. If a woman has a Rias Dam, and you have a Svek Svek, maybe it's Menamoker, maybe it's Amaka. And even if it is Menamoker, maybe it's menamoker, maybe it's menatzdodim, and even if it is menamoker, maybe it's damako. So the Ramo has that you're mekel if you have a svek svek in hilchas nido. So the Mishnah Melech says that's a start ben chiddush that only appears one place in Shulchan Aruch. It never appears in the Gemara anywhere that a svek svek alahokal and an isa kares never appears anywhere. So he says the Ramo took a stand on this, that you say Svek Svek Lekula even by Anisa Kares, because there would have been room to, if you put together the two ideas that Svek Sveka Lohakel is based on Sveka de Rabbon Lekula. Why is it Sveka de Rabbon? Because the Rambam holds that Sofik de Raisa Luchum itself is only a din de Rabbanan. So if you say that Bachabi Krisis, the Rambam agrees that it's a din de Raisa, then you can't say that that a Svek Sveka and Issa Koris is a Sveka de Rabbon. It'll be a Sveka de Raisa. So these are big issues. These are big issues. Also a discussion. Reb Shlomo Eger has this erases this issue, and he gives you Mar Mekoymus. Do you say Svek Sveka Lahokel on a mitzvah essay or only on a lois essay? Because both the Shev Shmaitze and the Chavis Das, the Shev Shmaitze was written by the author of the Ktzois, and the Chavis Das was written by the author of the Nesibis. So we have a lot of machlokes in between the Ktzois and the Nesibis. But here, there's a point which a big chiddush that they both agree to. They both prove the same idea. The Shev Shmaitze writes in Shev Shmaitze, and the Nesibis writes in the Chavis Das as a hakdomit, the Simikuf Yud. He has, by way of introduction, he has a little kuntres that's called Beis HaSofik. How do you deal with Sveka Deraisa, Svek Svek, and so on? So he says the Rambam's opinion that Sveka Deraisa lechumre is only a dimid rabbanon, only applies to Yisurim, to Lavim. But by a mitzvah essay, whenever you have a Sofik, you mechuyev min haTorah to make sure that you do it. Why is a Sofik Deraisa lekula mederaisa? Because the Torah says, don't eat chazer. If you're not sure if it's chazer, so the Torah didn't say that it's dreif. The Torah didn't say anything. Everything is kosher unless the Torah says that it's dreif. So the Torah says, bas b'cholav is dreif. If you're not sure if it's bas b'cholav, the Torah didn't say anything about that. So that's mutam and atar. But the Torah says you have to shake dalad minim. So if you shook a lulav and an esrig, and the esrig may be murkav, you're not sure. So maybe that is no good. So the Torah only talks about vadai. So just like the Torah only speaks bevadai, so safik deraisa lukul amid deraisa by yisurim. So the Torah says you have to do a mitzvah, but Torah is vadai. So if you're not sure whether you are mekayim the mitzvah, so safik deraisa luchumra amid deraisa. So that should lead you, if safik deraisa luchumra amid deraisa by mitzvah essay, that should lead you to believe, and you say that svek sveka lukula is because it's a sveka derabanan, because the safik deraisa luchumra is only a din mederabanan. Then it should follow, just like the argument of the Mishnah Melech was, that you can't say Svek Sveka Lukul by Yisa Kores, because by Yisa Kores is Sveka Luchum and Deraisa. So then the same should be by Essay. And in Shulchan Aruch, they talk about Svek Sveka Lukula, about eating in the Sukkah in the rain, the first night of Yantav Sukkahs. They talk over there about a Yantav Sheni Shel Golias, maybe Yantav Sheni. It's a Svek Sveka. Maybe even the first night you don't have to sit in the sukkah in the rain. And the second night is only Sveka Diyama. So maybe sitting in the sukkah the second night of sukkahs, so if it's raining, you shouldn't be Mechui Mitam Svek Sveka. So that's a question Reb Shlomo Eger writes about in the Gilyam Ashur on the side of the Yerideya and Siman Kuf Yud. He raises that issue and he gives him Ma'ar Mekemis, where it's discussed whether he says Svek Sveka Lekula by Mitzvah Sesa. These are all issues, depending on how you understand Svek Sveka Lekula. Is Svek Sveka Lekula because Sveka Deraisa Luchum itself is only with the Rabbanan, or is it Mitam Roiv? In the yeshivas, you can't leave the topic of Svek Sveka without mentioning Rab Shimon Shkop. Rab Shimon Shkop has a different explanation. Yeah. Rab Shimon suggests, even if you hold like the regular Rishon, not like this Mechudesh Dika Rambam, that Sveka Deraisa Luchumra is a dim in HaTorah, but it's not that the Torah said you're not allowed to eat chazer. We mentioned the Mesillas Hashem gave a mashal. If a person would be in doubt whether there's, let's say he has a bowl of Cheerios and there's a suffix, maybe someone put in poison. So would anybody in his right mind eat the Cheerios? He may eat the poison and may die. So of course, a suffix poison is Luchumra, suffix Sakana Luchumra. So he said, there's poison for the body and there's poison for the soul. So when a person does an avera, that's poison for the soul. That has a negative effect on his neshama. So if you have sofik deraisa, about a sofik deraisa luchumra, you have to watch out that you shouldn't lose your life and you shouldn't destroy your soul. So the Mesillas Yesharim assumes that sveka deraisa luchumra, but deraisa because the mamish poison to the soul. Reb Shimon's cup is assuming no. It must be a separate din. He doesn't know if there's a pasuk. He doesn't know if there's a pasuk, but it must be a different din. There's a din you're not allowed to eat chazer, and then there's another din you're not allowed to put yourself in a matzav that you may be eating chazer. But if there's a svek sveker, so there's a suffix whether you're violating this new din that you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you may be eating chazer. So that you're not mechuyif to go to chumra. Yeah, where Rab Shimon Shkop says that it's a separate iser. In the 1500s, one of the gedolim wrote the Sefer Charedim. One of the Sfarish Gedolim. The Sefer Charedim has minyan mitzvahs. He lists off all of the mitzvahs. He divides the mitzvahs that you do with your eyes and the averas that you do with your eyes. Mitzvahs that you do with your hands and averas that people do with their mitzvahs you do with your legs, different parts of the body, with your mouth, with your stomach, whatever. So he divides all the mitzvahs and he lists off mitzvahs derais and mitzvahs rabbana, a whole different system he has. And then he has the pasuk, Re'a necha yinayisa lefnechem hayom habracha ba'klala, es habracha shetishma, if you observe the mitzvahs of the Torah, then you have bracha, and the klala is if you violate averis, then it says, avacharta v'chayim. So what does it mean, avacharta v'chayim? So the Charedim counts that as one of the mitzvahs. Whenever there's a suffix deraisa, you should go lechumra. Uvacharta v'chayim. That's the mocker for the institution of suffix deraisa lechumra. Reb Shimon Shkop was looking for such a pasuk because he felt intuitively that it must be a separate isa. He thought that not like the Mesillas Yesharim, that if you have a suffix chazer, so it may be poison to the neshama. So just like poison to the guf, it's self-understood. You're not allowed to eat anything that may be poisonous to the body. You're not allowed to eat something that may be poisonous to the soul also. So he felt that that's not correct. It's a separate issa. You're not allowed to, Torah says you're not allowed to eat chazi, you're not allowed to eat basa b'cholab, that's if it's vadai. And if it's suffix, it's a new din. You're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you may get involved in an avera. But if there's a svek sveke, so it's a suffix if you're getting yourself involved in a situation where you may get involved in an avera. So that's too far. So you don't say sveka deraisa luchumra on the mitzvah of a bachar tavachayim. That's Rab Shimon Shkop's explanation. But these are the three famous explanations: svek sveka mitam rov, or svek sveka, because sveka derabbana lakula, or no, a whole different hesber. Svek sveka because suffik deraisa luchumra is a new din. It's a separate halacha. Don't get involved in svekas. So if it's a suffik, if you're not getting involved in a suffik, if it's a suffik, whether you're in violation of that din, so that is asfar no senes. That sveka deraisa luchumra doesn't apply on that din. Yeah, we had the top tesis on Tesam Beis. That was an important tesis. Tesis quotes the Mishnah in, where's the Mishnah? In Aholus? In Taras. Mishnah in Taras. That sofik tumah bishu sayochet sveka tome. Even if you have a svek sveka, kol sveka shat yochel harbos, still going to be svek sveka lahokel, is still going to be lahachmer bishu sayochet. What about roiv? What if you have a sofik tumah bishu sayochet and the roiv says lahokel? What if you have a sofik tumah bishus harabim and the Rebbe says lahachmir? So that's a Gemara, a Braise, in towards the end of the first perik in Ksubis. Gemara quotes a Braise that even though the din is that sofik tumah bishus hayochid, sofik tumah, we mentioned yesterday that the kloli hapsak are different by a sofik, bein dam le dam, bein din le din, bein nega le nega. So by yisa, dam le dam is yisa veheter. So they're the sofik, how do you pass on a sofik? Sofik deraisa luchum is svek svek alukula. Bein din le din didi mamina say paskin sofik mamina lukula. Hamoitz machaber ala varai. The muchzah keeps the mamina, the Torah svadai. And then how do you deal with the sofik by nega la nega? So usually we say if it's sofik tumu shu sayochid or sofik tumu mishu sarabim, the klali hapsak are totally different by mamina, mamina, and isura and tumu vitara. So, and then there's a Maharsha in Chulin, and the later Svarim pointed out that the klal of safik tuma b'shus hayachid versus b'shus harabim doesn't apply by tumas tzaras. Tumas tzaras, they're different klalim, totally different. So really, benega la nega, true, it, the Vilna Gaon said it represents tuma v'tara, but it's not all the same. By negoyim, by nega tzaras, he wouldn't say that it depends whether it's b'shus hayachid or b'shus harab. And then the two opinion in Taisa, one opinion is that the exception to the rule is tzaras, is the one exception to the rule. And the other version of Taisa is by every tumas riya, as opposed to tumas maga. By tumas maga, we would say it depends whether it's sofik tum b'shus hayach or b'shus harabim. B'shus hayach is fekatame, b'shus harabim is fekatohar. But by all tuma hayotza ala migufoi, the sofik, whether the person had a tumas riya or not, so there, the klali hapsak of sofik tum b'shus harabim would not apply. So they're really two different within benega la nega. The three, but the Vilna Gaon said is correct. The halacha is divided into three different categories. What I said is not always on. I said the klali hapsak b'makom sofik are different. Ben dam ledam, that's called isa leheta, whether the woman is a nida or not. Sofik deraisa lechumra. Svek sveka lekula, that's the Ramah says. Svek sveka lekula by Nida, and the Mishlam Melech raised an issue. Maybe svek sveka lekula doesn't fit in by Nida because Nida has an Issa Karis. So what I said that what the Vilna Gaon said, the three different areas of Halacha, Tuma Vetari, Issa Veheter, and Dinim Amenis is relevant to sveka. So it's not 100% muskam l'chol adeis. So by Nida, we say sofik deraisa luchum, and the Ramah says svek sveka lekula. And by nega la nega, so I said yesterday, by tuma v'tara, so the cloud is totally different. It depends whether the sofik tum mishu seach, mishu saram. So that's not exactly correct. That's partially true. By tuma v'tara, you say on tumas maga, you say like that. But on tumas nega tzaras, for sure it doesn't apply. The Mishnah tells you a different klal. Because by Tumas Saras, until the coin declares Tommy, the fellow is not Tommy. Even though he has, if a person is a Zav or a Nida or Yoledis or something, they become Tommy without a Psak of a Chocham. You don't need a coin to declare. But by Negat Saras, even if the person has the Negat Saras, calls him on the coin, doesn't pass in Tommy, he's Tohar. And then even if the Negat Saras clears, let's say the coin said Tommy, and then the Negat Saras clears up, totally disappears, is gone. He's still Tommy until the coin will declare Tohar. You have to have, he becomes Tommy Api Psaka coin, and he becomes Tohar Api Psaka coin. So that's what the Mishnah says, a Mishnah Nazir. If the person came to the coin didn't declare him as Tommy yet. He comes to the coin, there's a suffix, whether you should declare him as Tommy. So then you go Lakula. But once the coin already did declare in Tommy, the question is, should we now declare him? Half a year goes by and everything partially gets better. So should the coin declare him as Tohar or not? So once he's Beches Kastume, he remains Tomei until it's Avada. If there's a Safik, you leave him as Tomei. So it doesn't depend on Mishu Sayach and Mishu Saram. And half of the Balei Ateis is held that it's not only Tzaras is the exception to the rule, all Tuma Yotza Lemigufoi is not governed with the rule of Safik Tuma Mishu Sayach versus Mishu Saram. So getting back again, so there's a Gemara at the end of the first parak, a Braisa at the end of the first parak in Ksudas, that when you have a Safik Tumma, Bishu Sayochit, Sveka Tome, what if you have a Roiv Lahakil? So then you make them, you follow Roiv. So if you follow Roiv Lahakil, what if you have a Svek Sveka Lahakil? So if you hold that Svek Sveka Mitam Rov, the Shach's Truvas, the Rashach and Simikuf Yud, quotes the Truvas of Rashba, that Svek Sveka Mitam Rov, Odif Mirov, he thinks that it's even better than a Roiv. So Svek Sveka Mitam Rov, and when you have a Roiv Lahakil, in Rishu Sayochid, you are Mekel, so you should be Mekel in a Svek Svek also. So the fact that Taisus says, arrive, if you have a Roiv Rishu Sayochid in a Sofik Tumah, you would be Mekel, but if you have a Svek Svek, you're not Mekel. So obviously, Taisus is all the opinion, so Svek is not Mitam Roiv. Either they hold like Reb Shimon Shkop, or they hold like the Chudosh Dika Rambam with the Prima Godim, that every Svek Svek of the Derais is really a Svek of the Rabbana Lekulam. Okay, so these are some of the important ideas regarding Svek Sveka that we discussed over here. then we were discussing a little bit about Ikva Yisura. That Ikva Yisura, in order to be Chayv and Hashem Taloi, the suffix has to be Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas. And that depends on the Machlokes Hatanoim, whether you say Yeshem La Mikro or Yeshem La Masoris. Why? Because there's sort of a Kri and Ksiv. It's not really, but that's what the Gemara says. There's a little bit of a Kri and Ksiv, because it says, Va'asa Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem. Ashelos Yasen, it says, Va'asa Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem. The Kri is Mitzvos, but the Ksiv, it's only written with one Vav. Strictly speaking, that's the correct spelling of Mitzvos with one Vav. But in modern Hebrew, if you would be writing in a newspaper, they would write Aharon. A lot of times they write Aleph Hey Resh Vav Nun. So you should know that it's a O. It's not Aharon or Aharen or something. Whenever they can, they'll put in a Vav. So mitzvos, we often write, like Israeli newspaper, we write Mem Tzadik Vav Vav Tav, with two Vavs. Here it says, Rasa Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem, the Kri is mitzvos, and the Kri is mitzvah. The Ksiv is mitzvahs. So if you hold the Hashem la masores, we follow the Masoretic text, mitzvahs, not in the plural, then even if the person only has one chaticha, it's not chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. He ate food on Pesach, and he's not sure whether the food was chametz or matzah. So we would say that it's chayv. That Tana holds, we don't pass like that. That Tana holds that Yechayv and Hashem Tolui on a Sofik Avera. If a person knows he violated an avera b'shogeg, which if he would have done it, amazing, would have been chayv kares, then you have to bring a chatas kvua, not oil of urine, a chatas kvua, kizbo sira. You have a choice, either a kizbo sira. But if the person has a suffix, whether he violated an isa kares, then he brings an asham tolik. So we pass like the Tana, yeshem, la mikra, and the Kri is Vasa Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem. Mitzvos means in each techatichas. We wouldn't, on our own, we wouldn't have said like that, but this is how the Gemara presents the opinions of the Tanoim, that the Tana, and that's how the Raman Paskins, that's how we assume like that. You only chayv Hashem Tolui if it's an Ikva Yisur. Ikva Yisur means that it's a Tarubas of Chad Bechad. If you have Tarubas of Chad Betray is Bottle Bereif. Yavish be Yavish, but if you have a tarubas of chad bechad, that's called ikva yisura. Even the Ramam who holds that suffix deraisa lekula mederaisa, it's only lechumim mederabanan, but he would also agree that if you have a tarubas of chad bechad, that's an ikva yisura. That's a different type of a chalushem suffix, different type of a suffix, and that would be sveka deraisa lechumra mederaisa. That's ikva yisura. So then there was a discussion. Yes,
Rabbi.
Yes.
Where is this Gemara?
Which Gemara?
Where is this Gemara? About Ikva Yisura.
Ikva Yisura. In Sanhedrin, Dav Dalad. Omer Aleph, Omer Beis. A long discussion whether Yeshem Lamik, Yeshem Lamasar. So the Gemara quotes Tanaim from all over the place. On Dav Dalad, you have it. And the main Gemara is increases. In the Chops increases. When the Mishnah is talking about Hashem Tolui. But on Dav Dalad, Sanhedrin, the Gemara quotes around 6, 7, 8 cases, different machlokes tanaim and different areas of aloche that depend on this shayla yeshem la mikra versus yeshem la masoros. In Piskei HaRamam, there are stiras. The Ramam paskins aloche kistam mishneh, Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, aloche Rabbi Yehuda. He follows all the klali hapsak. But according to the Gemara Sanhedrin, Davdada, the Gemara says all these six topics all depend on one issue, yeshem la mikra, yeshem la masoros. So it's stiras. Because half of the time the Rambam paskens Yeshem La Mikra, half of the time paskens Yeshem La Masoros. Because the Rambam is paskening based on the Kloli Hapsak, Halachik Istam Mishnah, Remei Rabbi, Halachik Rabbi, and so on. So the Lecha Mishnah is always kind enough to point out all the steers in the Rambam. So that's a problem. How do you deal with the Psak Halach? Yeah. So there's a concept that Ikva Isur. So there's a Tosfos increases on the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives an example of a person who's chayv in Hashem Tolui. He did a malacha bein Hashmashas of Shabbos. If he would do a malacha b'shogeg on Shabbos, his watch stopped and he didn't realize that it's already Shabbos. So if he does a malacha b'shogeg on Shabbos, then he's chayv a chatas kvua. He's chayv a regular chatas, not a leviyari. If he does malacha bein Hashmashas, safik yam, safik laila, the Mishnah says he has to bring an Hashem Tolui. So the question is, the Mishnah only goes aliba, according to that Tana, that that you don't need ikva yisura, or does the Mishnah go even la halacha? We paskin that you only chayv ashem tal if it's ikva yisura. You need chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. So should we declare that ben ashmashes is an ikva yisura? And even the way we paskin that chaticha achas you're not chayv, you need chaticha mishtei chatichas. Maybe ben ashmashes is an ikva yisura. So that's the Svasemes has a volume on Kochim, and he has such a ha'ore. Taisus doesn't say like that. Svasemes raises such a possibility. Maybe we should consider Ben Ashmashes like an Ikva Yisura. Why? Why should it be like an Ikva Yisura? If you don't know when Chol ends and when Shabbos begins, what's the Sofik of Ben Ashmashes? You don't know when does one day end and when does the next day begin. So every minute is a Sofik. Is it Shabbos? Is it Chol? How is it Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas? So one could explain differently, but we said the suggestion based on the Ritvon Yuma. There's a Ritvon Yuma that the Rogatchover made famous. The Rogatchover quotes and he explains certain issues based on this. The Ritvon in Yuma interprets it like this. He has like this on a Gemara that Ben Ashmashes is a different kind of a suffix. Ben Ashmashes is a tie to the Sasa, both Yom and Laila. And Halacha says, whenever you have a tie to the Sasa, you have to treat it as if it were a suffix. It's not a suffix. Not a suffix, whether it's Yom or Laila. They still didn't figure it out. The rabbi should have appointed a committee, a small committee, and they should have voted in the fartik. They should have been machri. The answer is it's a suffix shalonitan lahachra. It's not a suffix when does chol end and when the Shabbos begin. The period of Ben Ashmashes, that block of time, that those 25 minutes, has elements of Yom and elements of Laila, because the sun is not shining, but it's still light outside. There's still a little bit of light. So does Yom and Laila depend on light and dark? Or does Yom and Laila depend on the sunshine and the sun is not shining? So they're both correct. So it has both elements of Yom and elements of Laila. And Halacha says he treated it as if it were a suffix. If you say like that, this idea, this is the Ritvon Yuma has like this. Around Daf Mem Zayin, I think, there's such a Ritvon. And the one who has this quite a few times is the Avnei Nezer, has it quite a few times. He has this idea. Rabbi Soloveitchik picked this up apparently from the Avnei Nezer. He applied it to additional cases. Let's say anovim ha'omdim libotzer mechuba lekarka dina kekarka. What if you have anovim that fully ripe, and you're leaving longer on the tree? They're just going to get rotten. They're not going to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. And esrig is dor b'ilana mishana l'shana. If you leave the esrig on the tree longer, it'll get twice as big. You can have an esrog the size of a watermelon. If you leave it on the tree a couple of years, it'll just get bigger and bigger. If you leave an apple on the tree too long, it'll just get rotten. It'll stop growing and it stops being yonek. It's not going to keep on growing. An esrog is dor b'ilana mishana l'shana. So that's what the so Rav Soloveitchik has explains problematic Rambams like that. There may be another mamdam libotzer mechubel karka dina kekarka, but I'm libotzer. Maybe it's also it's a tie to the sas. Maybe it's both mechuber, maybe it's both karka and metaltalim, and then maybe explains problems in the Rambam. Or you have an chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin. Maybe he's both an eved and a ben chorin. It's not that he's a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin. It's if he's two different people. So if he's both an eved and a ben chorin. It's a different kind of a suffix. It's a suffix because of the tartar disaster. Whenever there's a tartar disaster, the halacha says you treat it as if it were a suffix. Rav Neza has it about Kalim. He quotes it as Sefta and Kalim. If you have a klicheres, it has different dinim. Klicheres only a kabel tuma from the inside. Minatur, you touch it on the outside. Tommy touched on the outside, it's only a kabel tuma mid the rabbanon. And once it's mekabel tuma, ain latar ben mikvim. So what if you have a kli? That's a blend of different material. If you have a kli mateches, it's a different din. If you have a kli eitz, it's a different din. So what if you have a kli that's partially mateches and partially cheres blended in together? So the Mishnah, you say, you go basur roiv. If it's 80%, they make materials like that. They make kelim like that today. They'll tell you what percentage you can have 80% metal and 20% cheres, or 80% cheres and 20% metal. So whatever the rov is, that's kaveya, whether it's a klicheres or a klimatach. So what if it's 50-50? So then then it's both kli cheres and kli mateches. It's a type that is asri, and you treat it as if it were a suffix. So then you have dinim, the same iman of shach in this case. It's a cheerful topic. So that's what some professor, a brilliant professor, published an essay about this, that he thought that Rabbi Soloveitchik picked this as Professor Schreiber. Professor Schreiber, I think he was a descendant of the Chassam. He thought his family were descendants of the Chassam Sefer's brother. Chassam Sefer's family name was Sefer Schreiber. Their family name is Schreiber. So the Chassam Sefer's brother was also Schreiber. So this Professor Aaron Schreiber, he was a professor of law, but he knew everything. He knew music, he knew art, he knew he was a super genius. So he published on Torah topics also. So he has a whole long essay. They think Rabbi Soloveitchik picked up that this in his shiurim. He spoke a lot about this style, about this kind of ritual. So it could be that that's why the Sfasemis thinks that Ben Ashmashis is an ikva yisura. If it's an ikva yisura, then we assume by ikva yisura you can't say sveka derabanan. Lekula, we said yesterday, the Shach in Simukuf Tes in Yeridah talks about Arubas Yavish B'Yavish. So if you have Chad betray, one tray for salami got mixed in and two kosher salamis, can't identify which is which. So if it's Chad betray, so it's Bapum. What if it's Chad b'chad? So the Shach quoted an opinion from one of the Bali Atesis, quoted in the Hagos Ashri. So the Hagos Ashri has an opinion that you can even say Safik derabon lekula if you have a tarubis of chad b'chad, but the pashta says that we don't follow that opinion. We assume chad b'chad is called that ikva yisura. Ikva yisura is a chaloshem. It's a different chaloshem safik, different category of a safik. It's a safik shelo nitan lahachro, and sveika derabon lekula means they gave you the right to be machriya lahakal. Not that whenever there's a safik, welcome safik by gozru, you don't have to be machriya. No, you're machriya lahakal. So just like the Shach says, he can't be machriya lehakol sveik derabon lekula keneged cheskas iser. We mentioned yesterday, machleis pechodesh doesn't agree with that Shach. So, but I think we usually assume like the Shach, he can't say sveik derabon lekula keneged cheskas iser. You have no right to be machriya lehakol against the cheskas iser. So too, he can't say sveik derabon lekula by an ikva yisur, because ikva yisur is a suffix shalandim lachra. So that's against that Avnei Nezer that we had yesterday. Avnei Nezer explained that the reason why Ben Ashmashes at Tzomi Gedali is or B'teva Shavas B'tamis is Mutter, because Sveika Darabonon Lekula. I want you to say to them, Tisha B'av B'zman is also only Midarabonon. Why don't you say Sveika Darabonon? Why does the Gemara say in Perek Mokum Shinogu in the middle of Psochim that Ben Ashmashes at Yom Kippur is Sveika Daraisa? So you're not allowed to eat that. We understand why is Ben Ashmashes of Tisha B'av Asa? So the Avnei Nezer said, because it's a tie to the Sasri, because there are two Ben Ashmashes. If it'll be Mekal on one, if you'll be Mekal on the first Ben Ashmashes entering into Tisha B'Av, then you have to be Machman the second one, because you're assuming Ben Ashmashes is Kiyom. And if you want to be Mekal on the second one, then you have to be Machman the first one. So you have to, you know, in advance, you can't say Sveika Rabban Lekula if it's going to be a tie to the Sasri. That's how the Avnei Nezer understood. But he said if not for that, he would have been prepared to, let's say by Ben Ashmashes of Tzom Gedali Sarei B'Teva Shavas B'Tam is only one Ben Ashmashes. There's no tie to the Sasri because you're allowed to eat Balayla. So you only have to be concerned about the only deal is on the Ben Ashmashes of Sofayom. Then he says the reason why we're Mekel is because Sveika D'Rabban Lekulam. So that's what there's room to say, not like that. Because according to the Sfasemis on Masechas Krisis, on Atesis and Krisis, Ben Ashmashes is really an Ikva Yisura. Whenever you have an Ikva Yisura, you have Tarubis of Chad B'chad. You don't say Sveika Rabban Lekula. I we have a klal called Dovashim Mishim Shvus Legozrola Ben Ashmashes, something that's only an Isid Rabbanon. So B'makam Mitzvah, B'makam Tzorah Godel, Yemekel Ben Ashmashes of Shabbos. So why you mekel? Because sveika derabon lekula. Well, we just explained that Ben Ashmashes is like an ikva yisura, according to this Lasemis. An ikva yisura, you don't say sveika derabon lekula. So the pashta says that you have to say that's a special heter. There is such a tshuva by Rabbi Kivega. It's called It's a machlokes hatanoim, and we pass in the Shulchan Aruch kol davar shemishem shus lagozer al ben hashmashes mutar ben hashmashes. There is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, but it only goes on the ben hashmashes of entering into Shabbos, or even the ben hashmashes of sof hayom of Shabbos. Why should I distinguish between ben hashmashes of knisas al Shabbos as opposed to yitzias al Shabbos? So the Magen Avraham explains why. Because when you're entering it in the Shabbos, there's ben hashmashes, there's sofek, and there's man is becheskes heter. Because the last 6 days, 6 times 24 hours, the last 6 days, it was mutter to do malacha. It was chol. So when you have the ben hashmashes of knisas Shabbos, there's man is becheskes heter. But the ben hashmashes of sofa yom of Shabbos is becheskes sisa. So there's room to distinguish to say that Rebbe Shita that we have adopted la halacha called Dabashim Mishim Shvus like goes all the Ben Hashmashes should only apply when there's a cheskaseta and not a cheskasita. Isa, that's a big question. Is that called a cheskaseta, a cheskasisa? Every minute in time is a different minute. The last 6 days were beheter. It was chol, and now when Shabbos comes. What do you say? Zman, it's the Zman, the concept of Zman is there, and it changes. The Zman sometimes is kol, sometimes chol. What do you say? Every minute of Zman is a different chepts of time. So just because for the last 6 days it was chol, that's called cheskas heter. That's very questionable. So I'm not exactly sure what the machloikis is, but the Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim has a machloikis with the matakalamim or something, with the Arab philosophers. The Arab philosophers felt that all of time is one big hemshech, and I think the Rambam holds that. So every minute is a separate moment of time. Yeah, so that should, in my understanding, every minute of time is a separate unit. So the time of Ben Hashmashes can't be becheskes heter, it can't be becheskes sisa. We're talking this minute of time. It was never, this minute of time is never mutar arasa. Every minute is a separate unit of time. I don't understand how they understood time. Anyway, so that's so. There's a tshuva by Rabbi Gevega where he says, "Kol davishem mishum shvus lagozer al ben hashmashes is not identical with the din of sveika derabbanan lekula. According to the Avnei Nezer, it can't be because you have both ben hashmashes and api pashnas. You have both ben hashmashes to talk about, so it'll be a tarta disasri. So you can't say all the rabbanas are mutter. But if you all like the sfas emes that it's an ikra yisura, so then for sure you can say so. If you all like the against that Hagos Ashri, you can't say Sveika Darabon Lakula Ben Ashmash. You have to say it's a separate kula that they made. Separate kula. And the Pashtus is like that because there's a thesis and error in proofs from the Gemara that is quoted in the Hilcha Shabbos. The thesis is quoted Halacha Lamaisa. Does not apply to all dinim derabanan, only a din derabanan kal. It doesn't apply to a din derabanan chomer. We divide the dinim derabanan into different categories. So if it's a gzera chamura, then we're not mekal. What's an example of a gzera chamura? So Teza gives an example. I'll carry pachas midalat amas. I'll carry 3 amas and the Rishus Rabban put it down. I'll carry another 3 amas, put it down. I'll carry another 3 amas, put it down. So it comes that I carried that 100 amas away from what was originally, but every time I made a hanocha. So Tyson said, that's only an Issa de Rabbana. That's called pachas midalat amas. I carried less than dal amas, made a hanocha. I carried again less than dal amas, made a hanocha. So when you carry pachas, that's a gzeira chamura, because you may forget that it's only muta if you make a hanocha every 3 amas, every 3.5 amas, before you carry 4 amas. And if you forget to make that hanocha, then it'll cut that hanocha and the chafes that you're carrying. So then you'll just carry 100 amas, then put it down. That'll be a malocha deraisa. So this act that you're doing, mamish, may lead up. If you carry the carmelis, a carmelis is only a carmelis. The carmelis is not going to become a rishus harab. We don't allow you to carry the carmelis. You may get used to carrying and you may forget and carry in the Rishus HaRabim. But you carrying in the Karmelis can't lead to an Issa. But here, carrying in the Rishus HaRabim, 3 amas may lead to an Issa. I'll carry 3 amas and another 3 amas. Comes that I carried 9 amas. But because I made Anoch at the end of 3, another Anoch at the end of 6, and the final Anoch at the end of 9, so the carrying was behetim. But if I'll forget to do the 2 hanachas in the middle, it'll come out that this act itself was an Issa deraisa. So that's what Tosfos says. The Mishkanes Yankiv holds in Shulchan Aruch, they quote that Tosfos. Mishkanes Yankiv accepts that Tosfos, and he argues with the Psak and Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes, Amir Eliakim is Mutta Ben Ashmashes. Why Amir Eliakim is an Isa de Rabbana Kal? So the Mishkanes Yankiv thinks not so. He thinks that Amir Eliakim should be classified as an Isa de Rabbana Chomer. That should be a Gzeira Chamur and not a Gzeira Kala. But in Shulchan Aruch it says that Amir Eliakim is a Gzeira Kala, and it would be Mutta Ben Ashmashes of Shabbos if it's the Tzorech Mitzvah. Yeah. Yeah, and the Pashta says we distinguish between Gzera Chamur and Gzera Kala. So the Pashta says even Gzera Chamura is still more Kal than a Malacha Midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, they prohibited a lot of things. So some things they prohibited, but Torah's Gzera. Some things they prohibited, but Torah's malacha midrabbanan. So the Pashta says that within a gzera, there's a gzera chamur and a gzera kala. How risky is it to do this activity? How much of a concern is there that if we'll allow him to do this, next thing you know is he'll do that. But if his mom is doing a malacha midrabbanan, so then you don't have to judge, is it a gzera chamur, is it a gzera kala? A malacha d'rabbanan, all the malachas are the same. A malacha is a malacha. It's a malacha. But if it's only a gzeira, let's say you're not allowed to climb up on a tree, gzeira shemi yachtach zmara. Not allowed to take medication, gzeira shemi yishachik samamanim. Lest you'll do tochein. You're not allowed to play a piano, gzeira shemi yisakan kli. He may tune the piano. So you say, whoever plays piano is over mid rabbanan on misakan mana. No, that's a gzera. That's not misakan mana. So if the thing is a gzera, then you have you talk about a gzera chamur, a gzera kala. A gzera kala is muta ben ashmos. But if you talk about a malocha mid rabbanan they declared that this activity is considered a malocha. So malocha is a malocha. So you can't say kala chamura. Malocha is always chamura. So that's what there's such a tshuva in Rebbe Kivega that Kol Davish and Mishum Shvus Lagozo Ben Ashmashes is really a special heter. Special heter. It doesn't follow naturally based on the klal of Safik Drabon Lakula. It should have been an Ikra Yisura Ben Ashmashes, or we should have considered it like a Taita Desasri, the way the Avnei Nezer explained. That on Tisha B'Av, there are two Ben Ashmashes, and so it's a Tata Desasri. Yeah, yesterday we left off in the middle of Akasha. Yesterday we left off in the middle of Akasha that what? If you have Shtei Kederis of Heta, two pots of soup, kosher soup, have an Isa Derabbanan, some kind of a flavoring. That's treif mid rabbanon. It's kosher min haTorah treif mid rabbanon, and it fell either into the first pot or the second pot. So both pots are kosher. So then you have to asa both pots. Masha einikain, if one pot is treif and one pot is kosher, and I'm cooking treif soup for my workers, my agreement is I pay them a salary and I give them lunch also on the job. So all the workers are going, and I'm going to give them glatt kosher steaks. I can give him treifus steaks also. One is not allowed to be in the non-kosher food line, not allowed to be in that business. Schor is also b'macholas asuris. We have the Gemara in the second parak. Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Shavuos. You're not allowed to do, let's say, a person is going to open a butcher shop in the middle of Harlem. All of the customers are nochrim, so there's no issue of lifnei iver. But he's selling meat, nevela meat. He buys it wholesale and he sells it retail. So he's making profit on the non-kosher meat. So you're not permitted to do schar b'macholas asuris. We said in Achrayim that's a machlokes, whether it's a real din deraisa. The Gemara learned it off in the mashmos of the psukim. Is it a real din deraisa or is it only a din midrabbanan? Many thought that it must be. It's only a din midrabbanan. But still, there's such a din. You're not allowed to do schar b'macholas asuris unless, let's say you're raising horses, not in order to sell the horse meat to the goyim. You raise horses to be in the horse racing business. You're raising horses, or I'm selling horses not for the sake of riding on the horses, or I'm raising pigs. Pigs is a separate gzeira, or adam shegadol chazerim. That's a separate isim of the rabbanon. So Tosfos says, why shouldn't it be awesome min haTorah? Tosfos assumes that schar b'macholas asur is an isa deraisa. Pig is a macholas asur. Tosfos says no. If he's raising the pigs in order to sell pork, then it's schar b'macholas asur. Then it'll be an isa deraisa. You don't need the gzeira de rabbanon. Gzeira de rabbanon was when the base chashmonoi, when the chashmonoim, a couple of generations after the original tzaddikim, Matisyo, Yehuda Maccabee, and so on, the original chashmonoim were what the Ramban calls them chasidei elyon. They were big tzaddikim, but in the later generation they were little cuckoo. So there was a war between the Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, I think. The Gemara in the end of Perek Merubim, Baba Kama, has a whole brisa, and it's a brisa in Menachos as well, and Daf Samach Dalet, that they were fighting with each other who should take over. Two brothers were killing each other, fighting who should take over. Like today, the Baba the brothers are killing each other, and the Satmara brothers are killing each other. Who should be the Satmar Rebbe? Who's the real Baba the Rebbe? Who's the real Satmar Rebbe? So we had it in the days of the Bayesheni. So they had, one brother was inside, one brother had his troops inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside Yerushalayim. The other brother was, his troops outside of Yerushalayim. They were fighting with each other. So they were both Orthodox, they were both tzaddikim, supposedly, they were both Orthodox people. So they were, so the people inside the Beis HaMikdash would lower money to the people outside. They would lower money from the Machzah Shekel money, because the karbonis that are brought every day, the tminim and the musafim, have to be purchased for machzah shekel money. You can't just bring on your own. So they would lower money to the Jews outside of the kosel. They were fighting me, Barosh, who should be the king, but they both agree you have to bring karbonis to the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, one of the philosophers who was into Chochma Sivanis, the Greek philosophy, so they were all confused. And he told the people outside, Kolzman, you're going to bring the karbonis. So then the people inside are not going to give up. They're not going to surrender. If you want to win the war, you want to take over the government, you want to become the next king, so don't give them karbonis. So the next day, the Gemara tells us, the next day when they lowered the money, when the machzah shekel money to buy the karbon oilas tamid, the tmidim for the next day, so instead of sending up Shnei Kros Menishana Tamimim, instead of sending up Ayla Satamid, they sent up a pig. So and then that was a big disaster. So all of Eretz Yisrael was shaking. All of Eretz Yisrael was shaking at that time. Must have been an earthquake or something. And the Gemara says at that time they made Gzeira de Rabbanan. Also Lodim Gadol Chazerim. You're not allowed to grow Chazerim. Also Lodim She Ilamid Is Benoi Chochmas Yivonis. You're not allowed to teach. Not that doesn't mean the Greek language, it means Greek philosophy. The Tanoim were very opposed to the Greek philosophy. It was their way of thinking totally contradicted the Jewish way of thinking and learning. So Tosfos asks, I'm not Gemara, what do you mean? But also Shor Gozru, that's when they made the Gzera, also Lodim Shigadal Chazerim. You're not allowed to be Megadal Chazerim. It's a Nisa Deraisa from way before, because you're not allowed to do Scherba Macholos Asuris. So Tosfos says, that's only if you're Megadla Chazerim, Aldas, to sell pork to the goyim that they should eat it. That's L'shem Michael. So that's called Schorba Macholos Asuris. You're selling Chazer, and the customer is an Ochri. There's no Lifneiver. The goyim can eat Chazer, but you're doing Schorba Macholos Asuris. But if you're raising pigs in order to make from the skin of the pigs footballs, you're raising other animals because you raising horses in order that they should be used for horse racing, or you're raising horses in order that they should ride on the horses for the hishtamshus, not for eating horse meat. They're not eating the horse meat, they want to ride on the horses. So that was never included in the Issa Deraisa. The Issa Deraisa is not to do Schar B'Macholos Asuris. Yeah. That din Schar B'Macholos Asuris doesn't apply to Isurim Derabbanan. Let's say a person opens a store in Harlem and all the customers are goyim and he's going to sell treifa food. So there's no iser lifnei iver because the goyim are permitted to eat treifa food. But the ganze treifas of the food is that it's cholav akum and it's bishul akum and it's gvinas akum. Everything is only pasakum. Everything is all isurim derabon. So that says in Shulchan Aruch. That's a Yerushalmi, I think. If the machalas asuras that you're selling in the store is only the rabbanon, only machalas asuras rabbanon. So if you're selling it to Jewish customers and they're going to eat it, that's lifnei velesite michshol, that you're not allowed to buy. If you're selling it to goyim, and the goyim are permitted to eat it, so there's no lifnei iver. So the isa b'schar b'machalas asuras doesn't apply to machalas asuras rabbanon. The Rambam also writes that the schar b'machalas asuras, the isa schar doesn't apply to chelav, because the pasuk says the chelav nedev the chelav treifa yosel l'chol malacha b'achal lo sochlu. The yosel l'chol malacha says b'feiris eres muter. You're allowed to use the chelav for whatever purposes you want. They say that it's mutter to do schar b'chelav. Let's say someone goes to all of the butcher shops where they trade with the flesh, when they deliver the meat from the slaughterhouse. So sometimes they do it in the slaughterhouse, sometimes they do it in the butcher shop. So they have to cut out the parts that are chelav. So what do they do with the parts that are chelav? So you throw it in the garbage. So the last many years, they don't throw it in the garbage. They can make money on everything. So they sell the chelav to soap companies. So they make the soap richer by putting in chelav. So that's the butcher in the slaughterhouse where they shech the animal, and then they have the chelav. So why should they throw it out? So that's called nizdamnu. They're not in the line of shechting animals in order to make money on the chelav. They also make a couple of dollars on the chelav. The main money they make is on the flesh. They sell the meat. The meat is very expensive. Kosher meat, a glatt kosher meat, is expensive, so you make money on that. Once you have the geshachten meat and you have the chelav, so that's what the Gemara said, if nizdamnu, if you happen, let's say the father died and the father had a non-kosher meat business, and the son is a bal tshuva. The son wouldn't do such a thing. So what does he do? The father had all of this non-kosher meat. Nizdamnu. So he's allowed to sell the meat. So over here also, you shech the animals and you sell the meat. When you sell the meat, so you have to cut out the chelav. What do you do with the chelav? So may as well sell the chelav. That's called nizdamnulo. So that's mutter to do that. But the question is, for the butcher shop or for the slaughterhouse, that's nizdamnu. Let's say I will go around from butcher to butcher to butcher to butcher. I'll buy up all of the chelav and then I'll resell it. I'll make money. I buy it at a low price and I'll resell it to the soap companies so that the soaps will be even richer. They'll have chelav in the soap. So that's not nizdamnu. That's, I decided to go into that line. but that's not for the purpose of eating. That's not for the purpose of eating. That's for the purpose of enriching the soap. So probably it would be mutter. In that case, it would be mutter. Well, let's say I'll go and I'll collect all of the chelav and I'll sell it to a goyisha food company and they'll put it as a flavoring in food to make the food richer, a tray for food that only goyim buy. So that's not nizdamnu and that's l'shem oichel. So the Rambam writes it's still mutter because the pasuk says nechelav nevel vechelav tray for he also l'chol malacha b'achal osaglu. So it says beverish mutter b'ano, you're allowed to do whatever you want. The Tosfos there in Baba Kama and Afpei Beis. The end of Perek Meruba, Tosfos assumes a double pashut that you're not allowed to do schar b'chelav. They give chelav as an example that you're not permitted to do schar b'macholos asuris deraisa if it's chelav.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Sometimes the meat companies they'll start a treif company also because they have so much nizdamnu. Would that be too far?
Because they have so many what? They have so many.
They have treifos and nevelos.
Yeah, that's nizdamnu. Yeah. There's a certain percentage that always turns out to be trefa. Certain percentage always turns out to be nevela. Yeah, so why shouldn't they? That's nizdamnu. Yeah. We have a din that sofik tuma b'shus hayochet sveka tamim b'shus haram sveka tohar. In Hilchos Shabbos, there are three rishuyas men ator. There are b'shus hayochet, b'shus harabim, and everything else in the world has the status of mokam p'tur. Now, with the Rabbanon, they declared some of the Mokam Ptur, they declared that it should be karmelis. The whole concept of karmelis is an invention with the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, there ain't no such thing as a karmelis. There's a Rishus HaYochid, there's a Rishus HaRabim, and anything that's not A or B is a Mokam Ptur. And the Rabbanan, some of them come as Ptur, they declared as Karmelis, and others they left as Makam Ptur. So what's over here? What's over here? There's a Rishus HaYochid and a Rishus HaRabim. Does it go with the same definitions in Hilcha Shabbos? So the Gemara in the end of Cheskes HaBatim quotes Braisa that yes, that Rishus HaRabim, their Raisa has to be Tezayin Amma wide. And in order to declare Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, Sveikai Tohar has to be Tezayin Amma wide. And here the top Tosfos on Tes on the base has a whole discussion. The Tosfos and the other Mesichtes and Chulin and the other and Nida, they all talk a lot. And the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Tosfos Shams on Adaf, they're all talking. Shivchasa shall meitzik echad berimain itila nefel abor a bokain vehitzitz. Bo, he looked in the bor later if it's a zachar and a keva. So Tosis is discussing whether the bor is it a rishus hayachid, is it a safik tuma rishus hayachid, is it a safik tuma rishus haram? What status does it have? So when the rishonim, when the balei Tosis talk about this safik, our Tosis doesn't have it, but the other Tosis didn't have it. How deep is the bor? Is the bor 10 tefachim deep? Then it's a rishus hayachid. If it's not 10 tefachim deep, then it's not a rishus hayachid. So they're going with definitions of Hilcha Shabbos. Just like the Gemara says, in order to be a Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos, you have to be Tezayin Amma wide. So to be Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sveik HaTor has to be Tezayin Amma wide. Here, the Rishonim say also, in order to be a Rishus HaYochid, that Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid Sveik HaTomei, so it has to, if it's 10 Tfachim deep, then it's a Rishus HaYochid. So what if it's a Mokam Ptur? So it doesn't have either Klal. Makam Ptur is not a Rishus HaYochid, not a Rishus HaRabim. So all Mekayim is Ptur, including Karmelis, Midirabbanan, they declared some of the Mekayim is Ptur as Karmel. All of them are governed with the rule of Sofek Deraisa Luchum and Svek Svek Alakula. Never heard of such a thing. The Pashta says not so. Then there's another problem. There's the Gemara in Perek Shnei Nezirim. We spoke about it. We discussed it a bit. A person says there are two Nazirim and he sees them from a distance, and one of them became Nitma Lameis. One of them touched the mace without realizing it, but because it was so far away, he didn't notice which one of them. He knows one of the two is a Tomei mace. So the Mishnah tells you, how do you proceed? Because the Nazir who is Tomei, Ayamim Arishanim Yiplon, he has to start counting the 30 days of Naziris all over again. So you don't know which one of them is Tommy. So the Mishnah tells what you do in a Makam Sofik. So the Gemara there asks on that din, but if you have three people together, but Makam Echad, that's already a Rishus HaRabim. So it should be Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, should be Sveika Tohar. So why does it say you go L'Chumra? You have to treat them both L'Chumra. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers, no, not the three people together. He saw them from a distance. They're all the way over there, and he's standing over here. So, but if you have three people together, even if it's inside a building, inside a house, and inside the house is a Rishus HaYochid, for Shabbos purposes, a building, even if it's City Hall, it's owned by the municipality, but still, a Mokum that has Dalar al-Dalar Tvachim and has Mechitzes around it, that a Yud Tvachim tall, so that Mokum is a Rishus HaRab. That Mokum is a Rishus HaYochid. Ownership doesn't play a role in Rishus HaYochid. Ownership plays a role in Rishus HaRabim. In order to be Rishus HaRabim, it has to be Tezayin Amma wide, and it can't be Mekura, it can't have a roof on top, and it has to be Shel Rabim, it has to belong to the municipality. Rockefeller Plaza in the middle of Manhattan is privately owned, so even though you have millions of people walking over there every day, even if you'll have it like that, it can't be Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, because it's owned by the Rockefeller Foundation. It's not owned by the municipality. So to be part of the definition of Rishus HaRabim is ownership, has to be owned by the Rabbim, has to be Shel Rabim. There are a few cities in America that are privately owned. Private person built the whole city. So the streets in the city are owned by the private person. It's not owned by the government of the municipality. It's a private person owns it. So that doesn't qualify as a Rishus HaRabim. So there are two different Gemaras. One Gemara says that the definition of Rishus HaRabim is the same as Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara said definition of Rishus Rabim is if you have three people. Where'd they get that definition? Because where do you learn out these dinim? Safik tum Rishus Hayochet Sveika Tomei. Safik tum Rishus Rabim Sveika Toi. You learn it out from Saita. Because it says Vinitma'o. It's a funny verb, Vinitma. It doesn't mean she became Tomei. Vinitma means Zinsa. So why does it use such a Melitza, Vinitma, to be Miramis on the din? That just like the Saita is only a Safik Saita, and the Torah declares that she's Asur Labaila. She's Asur Labaila. She knows that she was a Mizana. Still, she's Asur Labaila. So too, the verb Vinitma is used to imply this din, the Safik Tuma B'shus HaYachid is L'chumra. What do you mean B'shus HaYachid? The Saita had Kinu Yastira. Yastira means that she went into the room. There was nobody else there in the room. She went into the room with the person that the husband is chayshed that she's having an affair with him. She did steer with him. There are only two people. If there be a third person, that's not called steera. That's not called steera. So you see from the Parsha of Saito that you're only talking about two people. If you have three people in the room, then it would have been a Safik Tum of B'shus HaRabim. So the whole Issa Saito Safik wouldn't apply. There wouldn't have been any steera. So the Gemara in Nazir gives the definition of Rishus HaRam. If you have three people together, even inside of Rishus HaYochid, is Dinek of Rishus HaRam. So the Chora, the Pashtus, I think the Din is like this. Whenever you have either one definition or the other of Rishus HaRam, Safik Tom Rishus HaRam is Feka Tohar. So either you have three people standing together, or you have some Rishonim say if you have the Rajma on the first daf and Nida, raises a possibility that many women is not considered a rabbim. So even if you have three women together, it's not called the Safik Tumah B'shus HaRabim. He doesn't like that. He doesn't think it's correct. But he quotes such a suggestion that some of the Rishonim had, that three women never constitute a rabbim. He doesn't accept it. So I think the Pashtus is like this. If you can declare the situation as a B'shus HaRabim, either because in Hilchos Shabbos it's a B'shus HaRabim Tezayin Amo, and so on, Eina Mekure and Shal Rabim, or it's a Rishus Rabim because you have three people near each other. So then it's Sveika Tohar. And anything that's not neither A nor B, everything else is Sveika Tomei. Either Rishonim said if it's 10 Tvachim deep, I think they mean a different thing. If the Bor is not 10 Tvachim deep and it's not a Rishus HaYochid, then it's part of the Rishus HaRabim. If the Bor is in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, if it's in the middle of the road and it's less than 10 tefachim deep, so just like the highway around it is a Rishus HaRabim, so the bor, if it's not 10 tefachim deep, will also be a Rishus HaRabim. That's probably what they mean. But I don't think that you have to really have a Rishus HaYochid to say Sveikat. I think the din is whenever it's either Rishus HaRabim A or B, it's Lakula, and everything else is Lachuma. We have to research that. We have to find out. Okay. So what's the story? So tomorrow morning, B'li Neda, I will have a Freilich and Chanukah. Tonight is going to be Chanukah. Tomorrow morning, I'll give a shiur on Parshas Vayeshev. Whoever is free to listen, it's going to be 10:30, same as every other Friday. Sunday, officially, there's no shiur. Okay. Everyone wants to celebrate with their families. And B'li Neda, Monday, will continue. We'll continue. I have a little bit left over here. Not a whole shiur. A little bit left on this daf on Yudam and Yudam and Aleph on the base, and then we'll go to the second perek. Okay. I apologize. Yesterday, someone was in the middle of asking a question, and I cut him off. Okay, I didn't do it.